So they're asking us to enjoy our homecoming, to enjoy our return home, to enjoy our welcome breath, to enjoy our full exposure, because as we will resist not. So we want to remember that we're being guided, we're being orchestrated, we're being uplifted, we're being joined with, we're being, what would you call that, like accelerated. And so we want to remember that they're saying like a big gust of wind. But what they mean is that that wind is really our higher self. Excuse me. It's our alignment with source that's ready to carry us, that's ready to be stronger, that's ready to be asserted, that's ready to come inside, that's ready for us to know our true worth and value, that's ready for us to be seen. So when I'm receiving that, I suddenly became the Sphinx. So we want to remember that we're so much grander, we're so much greater, we're so much more brilliant, we're so much more wise, we're so much more strong, we're so much more liberated, we're so much more vast than like this small bag of bones. And so they're helping us, like, it's like work with form, work with the body, but to be filled with extraordinary measure, to be filled with extraordinary gleam, to be filled with extraordinary illuminated presence, because it's that illuminated presence that's going to help us find our way out of the darkness. And so that darkness is not just where we're still believing in separation, where we're still pointing that finger. So when we notice that we're pointing that finger outward, the problem is you, the problem is over there, the problem is that political party, the problem is that dictator. We want to remember that everything is really all of us. So whatever we're seeing that goes bump in the night, in other words, that seems to be filled with darkness, it's really our gateway to our true pristine presence of illuminated awareness, persistency. How would I say that? It's just like this covering. So when I say the word covering, the energy of that covering is just, it's just unreal. It's just, think of like an orgasm and then multiply that by 100. So that's the sort of love that wants to come to meet us, love that wants to come explore with us, love that wants to assert itself grandly, love that wants to meet your heavenly exchange. In other words, it wants to partner with you, it wants to dance with you, it wants to be as you. So as you will come up higher, coming up higher is we have the congestion, we have the thoughts, the attack thoughts, the judgment thoughts, they're going every which way, outside, inside. So beyond that, as we will go higher, as we will lift up into proper station, as we will bless ourselves with our divine unity, our divine presence, our divine wholeness, again, what we're doing is we're releasing the past, we're releasing separation, we're releasing our story, we're releasing our history, because quite frankly, it's getting a little boring. It's not as sweet as we believed it was. It's not passing all our tests. It's very important we understand that, because if we think we can still win at the game of following the monkey mind, we're soon gonna be in dismal, I can't get the next word, like not very happy, because all of this is just really a merry-go-round going nowhere. It's just like a dream of projection, a dream of sorrow. It's just going in and out. So as we will stake our claim, staking our claim is recognizing that we're already named. In other words, we're already aspired, we're already gifted, we're already lifted up, we're already assumed, we're already enlightened, we're already assisted by that master counsel, because we want to remember this is what we do best. This is why we took this incarnation, to lift everyone up higher. But we want to remember, we can only lift another to the degree that we have accepted. So this is really about going all the way. So in other words, to go all the way, we have to have that motivation of increase. If we think we're doing fine with our plagiarized state, meaning our false identity, meaning that, as long as I'm happy, as long as I have what I need, who cares about anyone else, thinking they're somehow separate, then we're not going to have that motivation to go up higher, because we're just trying to win the game of war, is what they're saying. And that's like a really very powerful statement, but it's really a true statement. And so as we will lift ourselves in extraordinary measure is really understanding the power of our spiritual muscle. It's really understanding why we came. We want to remember that each of us are seers. It's almost like take your name tag, whatever would delight you, if you see yourself as a seer, as an alchemist, as a high priestess, as an ascended master. It's really all there for our quickening. It's there for our absorption. It's there for our recognition. It's there for our consideration. It's there for our resuming pleasure of delight. Resuming pleasure of delight is, we're not learning this for the first time. We're returning to our proper station. So they want us to pause for a moment and just feel that, if we may. We're returning to our proper station. So if we're returning, it's really not that big a deal. It's not that big a jump. It's not that much of a leap. Because if we're returning, we've already been there. We already understand. It's already us. And so there's just sort of like this natural extension, or this natural assumption, or this natural wealth of praise, or this natural invitation. It's almost like going home. It's like, I've been away on vacation, or I'm an adult and I live on my own now, but when I come back to my house, or I come back to my home or my dwelling place, it's sort of like love has arrived. So we want to understand the gift. When we say love has arrived, we want to understand the gift that is pressing to be seen. So when we say pressing to be seen, it's just like, imagine a little kid pushing their little face up against a window to look inside at the cute puppy inside. Like pressing to be seen, can't possibly get close enough. That's what we want to start envisioning, joining with, assuming, delighting with, transferring our state of arrival to this vast possibility that's presently within our midst. So presently within our midst, people start looking around and it's like, well, where is it? Where is it? So we want to remember, it's like inside of us. It's the truth of self. It's the excellence of self. When we no longer part ways. So part ways is division, separation. And so when we move from 3D to 5D, there's this glorious occurrence. There's this glorious triumph. There's this glorious celebration. There's this glorious arrival. And that arrival is, how do I put this in words? It's like ever present. In English, it's already here. It's already here, waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to sing along, waiting for us to assume, waiting for us to grow in our ever response. So when we receive this energy, it's like larger, it's more expansive than we generally feel. I just feel spaciousness. I feel grandeur in a way, like just much larger than I normally feel. And somehow I feel wiser. Excuse me. So that wisdom is the truth of the self that wants to make its presence known. So we want to remember, each of us have been like functioning out of a very limited portion of who we really are. And so as we travel back, as we extend ourselves in a grand assumption, So they're using that word grand so we understand how much room we have to grow, how much room we have to ascend, how much greatness is afforded to us. And so when we understand that greatness, the greatness is not individualized. So it's not like, well, I'm great, but good luck for you. The great is the one and the many. So the reason we're all shoving, pushing, is because we don't understand that we're all of it. We still think we're separated. We still think we have to push, shove, blame someone else, blame our past, whatever it is. But we want to remember all of that energy is functioning out of sorrow. It's functioning out of fear. And it's functioning out of lack. So in other words, it can't hold. It can't hold. That's the reason. It doesn't matter what happens. It's like at the end of the day, anything that is not love, it can't last because it's not true. So as we will receive our upright positioning, our upright positioning is our true home. It's our true acknowledgement. It's our true placement. So when we're receiving that, we're receiving our light. So we want to just sort of allow the mind to drop. How is this going to help me? How is this going to help me with my problem I wanted to ask today? We want to really bless the stars, meaning that our higher galaxy, our higher station, has all that we need and more. So it's sort of like I have the answers before you even ask the questions. That's what we're aligning to. That's what we're leaning towards. And so we want to remember that the answers are plenty. So again, when we receive that vastness, it's not a state separate from us. It's not a God separate from us. It's not a Buddha separate from us. It's our godliness. It's our Buddha nature. It's our Christ consciousness. So how would I say that? The more that we can join with that which is apparent, which that which is transparent, which is upon us. So every time they're sharing these offerings, there's a union. There's a union. So just imagine like cells greeting cells, energy awakening energy. There's a reunion. There's a joining with. There's a joy. There's an an orchestrating gladness of that oneness that is soon to begin. So in other words, out of that oneness, out of our vastness, out of our richness, this is where we shine our light so that everything that we're doing, remember, we're creating out of the energy of love. And so remember, the only thing permanent, the only thing lasting, the only thing that's placement is secure and steady is that energetic remembrance of love that is soon to triumph. So it's already triumphing, but it's soon to triumph in terms of our consciousness, in terms of our recollection, in terms of our divine presence or our story. So allow yourselves to be seen. To be seen is you're allowing your higher self to be seen, to be recognized, to be explored, to be taken advantage of, to be enlisted. And so when we're receiving that higher orchestration, it just feels like wealth. It feels like love. It feels like orgasmic. It just feels heavenly. So whether you receive it, whether you psychically see things, whether you feel, see, sense nothing, it's totally irrelevant because the game has already begun. The mission has already been accomplished. In other words, the transmission is already occurring. So allow all the gifts to be given. So we remember, it's sort of like we're Santa Claus for the world. So the gifts to be given is that higher consciousness that as we choose to abide, as we choose to remember, as we choose to triumph, then all of that is established for all always. All always. Did you bring enough for the class? We don't bring anything for ourselves. So we want to remember that. We're dropping the sense of individuality. When we open up, when we profess our godly praise, we bring forth that godly insurance for all. for all that are ready, that means your side of the argument and the other person's side. It's like that energy, that offering is here for all to enjoy. So when we seal our fate with that recognition, then there's no more smallness, there's no more suffering, because we're really moving into our ascension placement where we are all of it. We are all of it. So where is the grievance? Where is the anger? Where is the bitterness? Where is the sorrow? Because when we're all of it, we're how would I say that? Like uniting ourselves strongly. So the reason they're using that word strongly is so we feel that. We sense that. We welcome that. So allow yourselves to part ways. Parting ways is, just imagine you have a fork in the road and you have a choice to make. You're the scarecrow. Which way do I go? So we're choosing the light, we're choosing heaven. So when we're doing that, it's a little bit like jumping off the page, because we're leaving the script, we're leaving the mind. Well, you know, you say this and I'm going to say this. So when we're moving to heaven, we have no idea what's going to be said. We have no idea, because we no longer sling ourselves back. We don't remember who was right or wrong. We don't remember the last word of the argument. It's absolutely irrelevant. Because we're going the distance, meaning that we're moving into love's orchestration. So we're building our house of love, of that primal force at last. So allow yourselves to be multiplied, meaning that once we're consenting to being that bridge maker, creating heaven on earth, then everything that we do is blessed. Beyond sight unseen, meaning that when we're offering ourselves, they're saying like to the Lord, but what they mean is like to the Lord of who we all are, then everything we do is serving the light. And so when we have that sincere, like Bodhisattva motivation, it's like the angels and the Buddhas and the masters, they all come to join us. They all come to sponsor us, because what we're doing is heavenly. What we're doing is uniting in that fifth dimensional awareness. So it's like equals like. So when we join with love, when we say yes to our higher awareness, everything comes inside of us. In other words, all that we need. So allow the procession to be self-pleasing, meaning that we're consenting to it, we're joining with it, we're surrounding ourselves with that new uplifted spokesman, being our alignment with our God self, our higher self, our I am, our Christ consciousness, our Buddha self. And they're closing with just like a simple phrase of please enjoy. In other words, please welcome. Please welcome. Please partake. Please partake. Holding that offering for the many. May all be assisted, may all be awakened, may all be exposed. Receive, receive, receive.